Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, June 6th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Meme stocks will be watched closely again, with some investors still looking for an easy ride. As part of a heat check on the economy, NAREIT REIT Week is one of the biggest events of the year for the REIT industry and arrives just as the operating environment is heating up in real estate. Online juggernaut Chewy reports earnings, and Campbell Soup spills numbers for a quarter that runs up against last year's lockdown period. On the economic calendar, all eyes will be on the latest report on consumer prices as investors weigh the impact of rising prices in key areas. The CPI report will also be a crucial data set for the Federal Reserve in front of the upcoming policy meeting. Economists forecast CPI will be up nearly 5% for May compared to last year after rising just over 4% in April. In earnings news, on Monday, June 7th, we have Stitch Fix, Vail Resorts, Coupa Software, and Rev Group. On the 8th, Momo, Navistar, and Best Inc. On the 9th, Campbell Soup and GameStop. On Thursday, June 10th, Signet Jewelers, Chewy, and Dave & Buster's Entertainment. Apple holds its annual Worldwide Developers Conference event on June 7th. The company is expected to walk through highlights of iOS 15, iPad OS 15, Watch OS 8, Mac OS 12, and TV OS 15. Details on new MacBook Pros and new Apple design processors could also be of high interest. CEO Tim Cook's keynote address is anticipated to focus in part on data privacy and security issues. Tyler Technologies will discuss its financial guidance and provide an update on its recent acquisition of NIC during a conference call. Harmonic holds an investor event to highlight the company's video segment. BlackRock hosts its 2021 Investor Day. The event will include 3 hours of virtual presentations by management. Shares of BlackRock have rallied in the past after the financial giant's Investor Day event. As we mentioned at the top, one of the biggest REIT events of the year runs from June 7th through the 10th. NAREIT REIT Week arrives amid an accelerating operating environment for lodging. Jefferies anticipated that commentary around recent and near-term trends should be more positive than expected, noted analyst David Katz. As a result, our low end of the range estimates and prospectively estimates overall for Q2 21 and FY 21 could prove to be too conservative. The firm expects commentary from lodging REITs like Host Hotels and Resorts, Park Hotels and Resorts, Hersha Hospitality Trust, and Apple Hospitality will reflect acceleration in April and May and a strong June outlook. Look for some early reviews on the Tesla Model S Plaid as the company makes its first deliveries. Ford is also holding an event to showcase its new Maverick pickup truck. General Motors shareholders hope momentum keeps moving in the right direction after shares rose to a new 52-week high following a positive update on deliveries. And this week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The strong booking trends in Vegas and the implications for casino operators like MGM Resorts and Boyd Gaming is broken down. Weekend occupancy rates in Vegas are approaching pre-pandemic levels, while convention business is expected to start booming in the fall and be stronger in 2022. The banking sector is also sized up by the publication this week. Higher loan growth is seen boosting the shares of Allegiance Bank shares, Pinnacle Financial Partners, and PNC Financial Services Group. Meanwhile, software stock PTC is said to have more upside even after its big gains. The SaaS investments made by PTC over the past few years are said to be yielding tangible results. And this week, in our single stock focus, we're covering co-diagnostics with Yuvan Chetty. Chetty begins here. The COVID-19 pandemic is expected to stay with us for a long time. Vaccine hesitancy, the risk of new coronavirus variants, and the resumption of the travel industry will support the demand for COVID-19 testing at Co-Diagnostics. A fortress balance sheet and a solid cash position make Co-Diagnostics adequately placed to invest in new products and create shareholder value. However, a high valuation and uncertainty around government policy towards COVID-19 testing remains a material risk to the stock price. Chetty continues. As we enter a state of normalization from the pandemic, the travel industry is expected to boom. People have put off traveling for a very long time and will be looking forward to traveling again to see family, discover new countries, or for business. An increase in the number of passengers flying will accelerate the demand for COVID-19 tests. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, forecasts that there will be 7.3 billion passengers by 2039, up from 3.9 billion in 2019, despite the fall in 2020. The forecasts present two scenarios based on the effectiveness of the vaccine programs globally. The baseline scenario forecast shown is optimistic, and if it plays out as suggested, it will be beneficial for CODX. Chetty goes on. The pandemic has allowed the company to build a fortress balance sheet with a solid cash position. As of March 2021, the company had a total of $60 million in cash equivalents, and marketable securities. With about $30 million in outstanding shares, this represents about $2 cash per share. With no bank debt on the balance sheet, the company is in a robust financial position to invest into new products and create shareholder value. Chetty concludes with this. Valuation remains a material risk. The stock price has increased more than 10 times since 2019 and is priced for perfection. The current stock price does not allow for any margin of safety and has very limited upside. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on CoDiagnostics, with one bullish and one neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.